sitting on a park bench, noticing the day and night's the same length. Equinox, vernal or autumnal? I prefer vernal, but autumnal's not bad. Equinox, it sounds like something online, like eBay or E-Trade, but it's not. Equinox, if you are nocturnal, you've got 12 hours to get all your stuff done.
Is this on the new record?
Equinox.
I should say yes, because it sounds really good.
It does.
But no, that's a song that I'd bring out at Equinox time, which is actually tomorrow. But thank you very much for doing a little bit of a Equinox Eve.
Those dulcet tones that you're hearing belong to Tim Cavanaugh's, one of our finest comics. I'm noticing a lot more heavy metal influence in your music of late, Tim. Is there some reason for that? Why more heavy metal than ever before?
Well, first of all, they're a lot cheaper now than they used to be.
Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, it used to be that the metal bands were like really expensive.
Yeah.
You know, of course, I was going for like platinum.
Yes.
And some titanium, some of the better metals.
Yes.
But now it's like
more affordable.
Cheap.
Yep. So beautiful. So
do you see them out doing any concerts out in Tinley Park? Any of these?
Yeah, sometimes. Not as often.
Well,
those are
the ones I can't afford.
Oh,
but
there's
a lot of other guys. That's the beauty. But thank you, Wendy, for mentioning if that's on my new CD. My new CD, Tim Cavanaugh, Funny Songs, Love, Fish, and Sausages is the name of the album, because there's a lot of songs on here about love.
Yeah.
There's one on here about fish, and there's one on here about sausages.
Something for everybody.
So, yeah, something
right?
for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, some people are on a strict diet, and
right.
they can't have sausage.
Right.
But fish, you know, pretty much anybody can have fish. And love, of course,
everyone
sustains everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, without love,
what have you
where
got?
Would we be now?
Right. So did you think of this?
I could afford them. Doobie Brothers, I think I could afford them. Is
I
that
don't
them?
Know.
Doobie Brothers?
Yeah.
Was the title of the CD, Tim, was that a marketing scheme? Did people say, what are the things that people need the most, and it's those three, or what? How'd you come up with that?
Okay, well, let me explain. I've got, on the cover of the CD, I'm on one of those wheels, and I've got a guy throwing knives at me.
Yeah.
And I have all the different topics of the different songs
right.
On the wheel. And
hopefully
that he wouldn't hit me. And he hit on love, fish, mm-hmm. and sausages.
So whichever ones got hit, you would name the CD.
Yeah, it could have been
that?
Could have been faith, Christmas,
right,
and jobs.
Whatever comes.
But
up.
But who's going to buy that?
Right,
so funny.
Love, fish, and sausages.
Can I point out there are 21 songs on this new CD? 21.
I know, it's incredible. 21.
Well, you're like the Beatles; they're short and sweet, correct?
Exactly right. It's 45 minutes of music. Okay, so and here 21. Songs, you think, oh man, it's going to be like a double CD, but no, they're short songs because they're funny,
right?
So we get to the punchline and then we leave
them wanting more.
Yeah, we don't.
You
yeah.
should teach us that because yes. we don't know that. We stay
no,
here all
guys,
day.
No, you. Well, you guys have a lot of time.
True.
So I've slowed everything down.
Oh,
just trying to fit in.
That's so
here.
Nice of you. You're doing
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, that didn't sound right. But
no,
you know what
on.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. It's like,
yeah.
okay, all right, let it breathe.
How many
let
CDs?
It breathe. By the way, I was running late, and that's why I'm kind of
well, the traffic was terrible today, Tim. That's not your fault.
Well, I walked.
Oh, you walked here?
Yeah.
You live way out in the southwest
But you know what?
Suburbs.
The rain hurt us walkers, too, because there's a lot of mud.
Yes.
A lot of mud out there.
So true. Very true.
You have a gala you're going to.
I sure am.
You'll be
not only am I going to, I'm going to be performing at, and this is really cool. You guys are familiar with the suburb of Lockport.
Love it.
Great area. And they're doing their third annual steampunk gala.
Yeah.
And it's this Saturday night, and it's all kinds of fun stuff. I mean, people will be dressed up in steampunk style.
Will you be dressed that way?
Yes, I will.
You will
as
be.
A matter of fact, yes.
I might see that.
We have ordered an outfit already. And for those of you who aren't familiar with steampunk, it's kind of like it's neo-Victorian,
mm-hmm.
And that's like ruffled shirts and corsets. And then for your kneecap, you have like a railroad sign
right.
of some sort, like flashing right. lights and
I know,
whatever.
It's really kind of out of the ordinary. It's antique meets Victorian meets sci-fi meets...
Yeah,
Codpiece.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're exactly right. And the codpiece is the part that I ordered. You know, well, that I had to order that 2 weeks in advance
because
everybody's ordering codpieces.
Oh, yeah. It's the season,
as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's not a fish that you should eat.
The codpiece.
With my Love Fish and Sausages CD.
Good advice. Solid advice.
The codpiece, you wear that.
Tim, why has this style become such a popular thing all of a sudden?
Well, you know, when do you know about this stuff, about cosplay and stuff like that? People dressing up and,
costumes.
Going to the, costumes.
Yeah,
right.
I don't,
Star
Jim
Wars
doesn't do it, by the way.
Jim doesn't do it?
Oh, God, no.
Oh.
I would not be married to him if he
would
did
he do
that.
Steampunk? Because I really don't want to wear this outfit.
You trying to get out of this?
No,
examples of
no,
steampunk would be Wild Wild West, Final Fantasy VII, The Time Machine, Hellboy. It's just really all over the board.
But it's really fun because people do dress up, and it's its own style. It really is. It's kind of weird.
It's like if Jules Verne had his own clothing store in a shopping mall, it would have this sort
of clothing.
That
would be a lot like that.
Yeah.
But be very careful because it's a long way down to the center of the earth.
You don't have to tell me. I know that.
That's where the bargain basement is.
So why did they think when they were putting this event together, we're doing a steampunk night, who's the guy we have to get to perform? That'd be Tim Kavanaugh.
Tim Kavanaugh, of course. Yeah. Because look at me.
Steampunk.
The king of all steampunk.
Yeah, I mean, I like steam.
Right.
You know what we call you at my house? Steampunky Brewster. That's our nickname for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Because I like coffee too. So I like brew. I like everything.
It all fits.
So it really wasn't. You know what? I did an event in Lockport, maybe a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really so fun. And the mayor was there. And it was all kinds of fun. Mayor McCheese was there. And Ronald McDonald was my opener.
Yeah.
And it was such a fun show.
Yeah.
And these people said, well, you know, we saw this show. It was so fun. You'd be great. It'd be a great thing for you to do 45 minutes. And here's what they asked me to do.
What's that?
They want me to tell fortunes before my show. To work the crowd.
Yeah.
And go up to them. And I'm going to have a little genie hat on.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go up and tell people's fortunes.
Do you have any history with that sort of thing?
Not at all.
You've never done
Not
that?
Not at all.
Why don't you tell us our fortunes?
Okay. All right. Wendy, I'll start with you.
Okay.
Wendy, I need your date of birth.
February 12th.
The key to fortune telling is sighing.
Fortune.
It is.
Well, it is. Because I don't know how to tell you
this.
You
don't want to jump to
something. Because they're not always good fortune.
Yeah, no,
but
true.
In your case, it is.
Oh, my God.
Here's what I'm saying for you. You have a big test coming up, which you're going to pass with flying colors.
Awesome.
Like a medical test?
Or no,
maybe an EAS test.
Oh, that would be nice.
No
right.
STDs.
Oh, congratulations.
So that'll be good.
Your streak is broken.
That'll be good for you.
Neither of you need me here.
Yes,
I'll just go on break.
Yes,
I want
do.
You here. I want you here to see how this goes. Bill, what's your birthday?
11/21, November 21st.
All right. This is exciting.
All right.
I see.
I didn't hear a sigh from you, though.
No,
I
you got to.
I died.
Oof.
Oh, it's bad news.
No.
I see new underwear in your future.
You do have a wedding to go to this weekend.
Right.
In case you're in an accident, you got to wear new underwear.
Especially at Kevin's wedding.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm so excited for Kevin. I also see for Bill, I see that in the next few months, you're going to be doing a lot of home improvement, which is great for you.
Yeah.
It'll cause some friction with your neighbors.
Yeah.
Who are going to be jealous that their mobile homes are not as gussied up as yours.
Well, you're really good at this, Tim.
What about a Kevin for his wedding?
Can
you do a fortune for Kevin?
Just one more before we
wait. Can we take a break? Because this might be more involved. Can we take a quick break and you can read Kevin's future?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Do you want some?
Yeah, because
leaves?
You know what? I don't know Kevin as well as I know you guys.
Right. Right.
That's why this will be better.
Yeah. Right. More that's accurate.
That's exactly right. You know what? You could leave Wendy if you want.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
That would be
Tim Kavanaugh is here. He's doing what he does best. He's telling people's fortunes.
That's right. And come and see me at Steampunk Festival in Lockport.
Tickets still available?
Tickets are still available. But, I'll explain tickets when we get back.
All right,
perfect.
All right, there'll be an explanation of tickets and a reading of Kevin's fortune from Tim Kavanaugh. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Tim Kavanaugh is here, one of our favorite comedians. He's performing this Saturday, September 24th, at the Lockport Steampunk Gala. That goes from 6 p.m. to midnight, where he will be doing stand-up comedy and of course reading fortunes.
Reading
telling
fortunes,
fortunes
because that is what I've really, I didn't know that I had the talent.
Yeah,
you know, my great grandfather Seamus, he had it, but then my dad didn't.
Does it skip a generation?
It did. I guess it does. We didn't think I had a chance.
How about that?
But obviously, with the way things are going this morning, I'm right dead on.
Well, everything you said about Wendy is true, and everything you said about me, but Kevin's going to be the challenge.
Well, you know, I mean, the hard thing about the fortunes is not trying to get what's true, but trying to predict what's going to happen.
Sure.
Good point.
You know, because, you know, I know you, and I know Wendy pretty well, so...
Right.
You know, I already know a lot about you, but these are things that are coming up in your life.
Right.
You know, you've got home improvement coming up. You know,
and
it's going to be fantastic.
I can't wait.
I have an STD coming up. I can't
No. You passed the test.
Oh,
you don't
have
any STDs.
That's
so,
the racer's edge.
Yeah, that was, you know what, that kind of got lost in the translation because we all had different punchlines for it.
Yes, we did.
Mine was the last, but perhaps not the best.
Nah, don't say that. Don't say that.
All right, but curious about Kevin's fortune because he's getting married this Friday.
All right, Kevin, can you hear me?
Yes.
He can hear you. He just chooses not to.
Kevin, can you hear me?
Yes.
Kevin,
yes.
What's your birthday?
March 9th.
Pisces.
Wow, you're betting $1,000 so far.
You should buy the CD because there's fish in it.
Yep.
There are fish in it. Oh, you know what? That's a good idea. You know what? I think I already gave him one because he's the producer of your show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
If anybody comes up to me and says they're producer of any show,
you'll give away
a
CD?
They get a free CD.
You're very kind.
Yeah, so, okay. Kevin, I'm looking at this. Okay, Sarah's fun, isn't she? She's nice. She's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Of course.
She does. Okay, she definitely does.
She's wonderful. How about her father-in-law?
Sense of humor?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right. Well, okay, your honeymoon is going to be, it's going to be disappointing, not in the way that the listeners might be thinking, because that part's going to be great. But here's the problem with the honeymoon. The Upper Dells boat ride is going to be closed.
Oh, no.
They're doing some construction.
Damn.
They're building a new milk bottle made out of stones.
Oh.
So I don't know what you're going to do. I would say that the Paul Bunyan breakfast place
is still
good.
Oh, my God, I love that place.
That would be nice. The house with no gravity is still good.
And if she enjoys bowling, and I know that my wife and I, we did a lot of bowling.
On your honeymoon?
On our honeymoon, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
well, we went to Akron, Ohio.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what we call the bowling. I always used to say it with an accent. Would you like to do a little bowling?
Oh, that's...
That tricker.
You are just...
And she put on
so
her bowling
weird
shoes,
and
that
so funny.
Is the big, big turn on.
Doesn't it seem more sultry, though, when Tim says it with an accent? It seems very sultry.
It's bowling.
What woman could say no to that?
So anyway, Kevin, I don't know, and I don't think you bought trip insurance, did you?
No.
Oh.
She's going to be a little disappointed.
I'll tell you what. Well, the wilderness of all the water parks up there. Do you have kids?
No.
No, they're getting married Friday.
Okay. Well, you have to ask these days.
I guess, yeah. A lot of people do
loose
it.
Loose morals.
You know
order.
What? I wouldn't even ask for one of those wristbands for the water park.
Really?
They really don't like guys who don't have kids,
You
know, hanging out in there.
Should we, like, maybe look for a different destination? Or
I would. You know what? I'm trying to think. Have you been to... Terre Haute, Indiana?
No, that
Think
sounds
about
exotic.
That.
It's very, very nice. First of all, you won't run into any Dells problems there
right.
because they don't have any. And it's very, very close to Larry Bird has got a restaurant there. Do you like Larry Bird?
Yeah, I don't think Sarah knows who he is, but that's okay.
You know what? That's even better.
Okay.
Because there's a mystique to that. So we're going to take you to Larry Bird's Steakhouse, and she'll think it's like, oh, man, this must be somebody from the Food Channel that I've never heard of. And it's really just, you know... general manager of a basketball team.
But, Tim, you have an incredible gift. I don't know how you
do
this. This
and
is amazing.
He can sing?
Yeah, he's a good singer.
I'm trying.
Very funny comedian.
You know what? I don't know all the talents I have. I'm just learning some of them.
I can't.
Metallurgy? I didn't know.
Whatever you can
I didn't
do.
Know. I'm good at that.
I don't believe it.
Ember's Top House. Tap House.
Tap House. Not Ember's Topless House.
No.
That's
Ember's Tap
that's
House.
That's in Romeoville.
Oh, it is.
This is in Lockport.
This is in Lockport. This is at Ember's Tap House. And here's the deal. Okay, you get dinner.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of different musical acts and stuff for the whole evening.
Yeah.
I'll be reading minds. Everybody's going to be all steampunked up.
Nice.
It's going to be fun.
What if somebody doesn't want to dress in that style of clothing? Will they not be let in?
No, they can come in.
They can still come in.
They'll be the oddity, though.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, those are the people who are going to get their pictures taken.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know what that guy was doing.
A lot of gossip.
He's not all steampunky.
Right.
But you should go. But there's all kinds of stuff going on. Because now the ticket for the whole thing, it's 6 hours of fun and entertainment and eating. They have beer tasting. That's it. You just have one taste of beer, and then it's out. No,
all right.
No, you get beer tasting. It's $125
for 6 hours of all that. That's worth it.
And if you use our promo code WGN25,
yeah,
which I don't think we asked the station permission, but we're going to use
be a
that
problem
anyway.
Legally.
WGN25, yeah. You can get in for $100.
That's $25 less. Then.
And you see all these people who are dressed up all cool.
Yeah.
And then I'll be there with my genie hat on.
And is there a website to use this WGN25? Because we're running out of time and we wanted to hear a song from you.
Absolutely. Go to my website, Tim Cav and timcav.com.
I'm okay. Oh,
I was just thinking of future things.
I thought you had a stroke.
Timcav.com.
Thinking my future, which is going to be metallurgy, I've decided.
TIMCAV.com. And we can find out.
And you can find out. So in there, I've got all kinds of information posted.
All right.
We love information.
Yeah. I know you do. That's what you trade in.
We're information junkies, Tim. Can you do a song for us?
I would like to do a song from the new CD,
all right.
If I could.
Yes.
Wendy, anticipating your question.
Yes, Love Fish and Sausages.
Love Fish and Sausages. And this song, you know, a lot of comics are kind of, they're a little down. Sometimes they're working out their problems.
Of course.
On stage. And I'm not
That's
like
not
that.
You.
I have a pretty good life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote a song. It's called I'm Glad a Lot.
Oh.
And this is the song, and I thought I'd share it with you guys this morning. Here we go. I'm glad that I've never seen Chris Christie in a thong. And I'm glad Paraguay has now been mentioned in a song. I'm glad I'm not afraid of clowns. After all, they're just adults hiding their identities from kids. How could that go wrong? I'm glad that my fan club is 7 members strong. Oh, yes, I'm glad a lot, not sad a lot. I'm glad. I'm glad I've learned the difference between Jennifer and Vicky Lawrence. So if Maxim does a spread, I'll know if I should buy it or not. I'm glad Santa cannot tell which websites that I've seen. And I'm glad my Aunt Flo has never visited me. I'm glad that I'm not Kendall Jenner shopping for Mother's Day. A blouse for Caitlin, shoes for Chris, or maybe the other way around. I'm glad my singing voice is better than it sounds. Oh, yes, I'm glad a lot, not sad a lot. I'm glad. Do I have time for the rest?
Sure.
Okay, this is my favorite part. I'm glad that Captain Crunch was not promoted up to Admiral. Cause if he had, he wouldn't have had time to make his great cereal. That's not really
That's
the end,
beautiful.
That's pretty close to the end.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
I love
and
that
And it's
song.
All happy stuff.
That's
These are
the
things
thing.
that I'm happy
That's
about.
What Negativity. We need now is happiness.
More
exactly
happiness.
Right. You know, I mean, there's too much stress going on.
Tim, it's a beautiful song. It's a great CD.
It is a fun CD.
Love Fish and Sausages.
Love Fish and Sausages.
I know that every time Taylor Swift breaks up, you come out with a new CD. I don't know why that is, but that's amazing to me.
You know what? She's strumming my I'm strumming my fate with his fingers.
Yeah, something like that.
That's what
that's
she's
accurate.
Doing.
That's
yeah,
accurate.
Every Taylor Swift song.
If you want to see Tim, and why wouldn't you, go to his website, timcav.com. All the information is there. And there is a way to save money again for this Saturday's performance at the Lockport Steampunk Gala.
WGN25 is the big coupon. And go to my website, timcav@timcav.com, TIMCAV@timcav.com.
And you have another appearance October 8th. Your whole schedule's there. Such a pleasure to see
it's
you
fantastic.
Again.
Thank
it's
fantastic.
It's great to see you guys.
It
Thank
is,
you
isn't
so
it?
Much. And I'm glad that the fortunes are good for you guys.
That's
I'm so
good.
Happy.
That's the best.
Kevin,
You're
not
good.
So much.
That's Tim Kavanaugh. We'll take a quick break. Steve has the news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.